turn on the recorder. I might need to move the speakers too, so I'll just do that while I'm speaking. So we went to public comment. All shires went to public comment at the same time. And we also, with the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage, collaborated and agreed on what letter referrals we'd need to send to individuals and to agencies, Western Power, Water Corporation, Main Roads, all those good things. We had some submissions come back from agencies, but no public submissions. And so one of the attachments there, you'll see a summary of the submissions from agencies and comments from Shire. So I'll just park it there for the moment and see if there's any questions on that so far.
And for the purpose of the recording, should we just say that we're at the council meeting and the recording was delayed due to a power outage?
Yeah, very appropriate.
Anyone wanting to comment on that?
So what I come to the conclusion reading the submissions from agencies that they were often just stating their agency's positions around environmental issues or things that we know. In any event, they're just reiterating things that we already know. We weren't really making a strong case that we needed to alter course in terms of potential future land use or zonings. They're really just stating what we should already know about. The Department of Mines, for example, said we shouldn't do anything that restricts exploration activity. I mean, that's something we would expect to come from the Department of Mines. And there's nothing that we're doing in the local planning strategy that overrides the state's ability or company's abilities to do exploration. So really, it was a statement of an obvious fact, really. So I'm not sensing any need to make deliberate changes to the draft based on the submissions from agencies. So I'm interested to know whether you have a different view about that or whether you think that's a reasonable assessment on the submissions. Now the wording of the officer recommendation is particular with respect to what the West Australian Planning Commission expects and the wording used from in the Shire of Wagen and Shire of West Arthur, who have already adopted the local planning strategy. So their council has made a decision in the last month to adopt the same recommendation that we see here. So that wording has been checked and vetted by the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage so that it suits the Planning Commission requirements. If we end up with a council resolution that's not consistent with what the Planning Commission needs to guide its work ahead of it, then it could potentially come back to us and ask us to re-look at it or re-adopt. So those words are quite deliberate.
Happy to move that.
Councillor Coucher moves the motion. Councillor McNamara seconds. All in favour? Carried 6-0. 8.2.5, use of the common seal and decisions under delegated authority. There's one there for a building approval. Councillor Harding moves, Councillor McNamara seconds. Carried 6-0. 8.2.6, there's the Register of Council Decisions and the Status Report. Do these stay on? Is there a time period that these stay on?
Just because of the potential length of it, said we'll keep it at about six months.
Yeah.
But if you ever need to see it longer, then we've certainly got it since I come to work the Shire Winds. We would have to recreate it if you want to go back further. We can give you obviously copies of past minutes, but we don't have a running register of every council decision prior to my commencing here. So what I'm presenting is the last 6 months of decisions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's useful not just for elected members, but for staff, but also for members of the public. Mm-hmm. That actually get a quick summary of what decisions council's made.
Councillor Panizza moves the recommendation to note the register for decisions. Councillor Coucher seconds. All in favour? Carried 6-0. Elected members' motions of which notice has been given. There's nothing. New business of an urgent nature. There's the item about request for quotes for the wet hire of the grader and ruler.
So I circulated a report yesterday, councillors, on that.
Yep, I'd just like to nominate impartiality interest here.
Uh-huh. Councillor Panizza has an impartiality interest.
Business.
Councillor McNamara.
But you want to sit in? Can Councillor Panizza sit in on this one and hear it out?
Do we have a seconder? Councillor Harding seconds. All in favour? 5-0. The Councillor McNamara.
Did you sent that email? Mm-hmm. With the quotes on it.
Yep.
That report. Yeah. I've got that on my
confidential.
I know. Yeah, totally. Actually, I sent it from my phone. That's all right. Sorry.
There were three documents. There was with the email. There was the late report. There was the request for quote. The document that was used to invite quotes. And then there was a summary of the quotes received and a confidential cover. The purpose being that the rates per hour that people were quoting on, that's sensitive bit of information in the marketplace that may have consequences for their business, so that's why it's on the confidential cover. In summary, we invited six companies to quote. Two companies sent an email back declining the quote, saying they were not able to quote given their current work commitments. Two companies didn't respond, and two companies responded to the invitation, and they've got their rights there on the potential cover.
There's a recommendation on the table. Does anyone have any further questions or wanted to speak for or against?
So I'm sure we're happy to recommend it to the cheaper of the two.
Well, there's a recommendation in the late item.
Oh, in the late item.
It says that the council approved. Quote from Wilcox's as the preferred supplier.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to pass.
Councillor Coucher moves. Councillor McNamara seconds. All in favour? 5-0.
Yep.
Number 11 is application for leave of absence. Councillor Panizza would like to be on holidays next month.
Yep.
Oh. Congratulations. When's the meeting?
July the...
In the holidays.
Yeah, it's in the school holidays.
July the 18th.
July the 18th.
I may be struggling.
Yep, okay.
I may be struggling as well.
Okay.
So I can recommend maybe we can hook up if we need to for the budget.
Absolutely. Or did you want to... change the date, or did you want to join my video, or any of those options?
Would it help if we moved it a week?
If it went back a week, I reckon that would get me back on board.
As in to the 25th?
No, the week before, prior, do you mean, or move it
forward?
So the 25th?
Of July?
Yep.
25th of July is a Friday, so...
23rd.
Is that back at school?
So do we have somebody who'd like to move a recommendation?
Does that work for everyone?
To the 23rd?
Move it to the 23rd?
No, I'm out too.
Oh, you're still out?
25th, I get back.
Oh, I don't know.
I could hook up.
Can I always hook up?
Yeah, I can hook up too, I guess.
So you could leave it, leave it where it is.
So if we go the 23rd, Councillor Harding is in, which would give us a quorum, and then we can hook in remotely. Is that the safer option?
I'm just double checking that I am in.
So am I.
Can we defer this decision?
Can we just move it at a later date? Can we, or do we have to move the change of date?
The change of date can be set by the president at a later date. That's not the issue. If you want to move leave of absences, if you're going to be away for several weeks, you probably should note that you've got the leave of absence.
If we approve three leaves of... What if you don't have enough people? What if you don't have a quorum?
Well, if we don't have a quorum, there won't be a meeting. Mm-hmm. The meeting will be deferred until there is a
meeting. Right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What's a quorum? 5?
4.
Oh.
Quorum.
We could have us around.
Only the things we could pass.
Are we doing the budget? I was just saying, did we not already have planned that there was going to be a meeting on that? There was going to be two meetings that week.
Because sometimes we meet about... When do we pass the budget? Next one or the one after?
We pass that after the... the 30th.
So in the forum?
The 31st. So the 30th.
We review it?
Yeah, we're going to have another meeting at the end of the...
Oh,
July.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was going to be the 21st, but that doesn't look very good for any of us.
What is the calendar?
Oh, not me anyway.
I'm going to
have
a holiday
on Wednesday. So, we were proposing to have a budget meeting, budget workshop on Monday the 21st from 4 to 6 p.m. And then we were proposing a special council meeting on Wednesday the 30th to adopt the budget.
Mm.
That was in our notes in the forum.
Mm.
But with length of absence and things, you might want to change that. But those were just our suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
We were aiming to roll the budget by the 30th of July. That's our goal.
And the council meeting was on the 6th, on what day?
It was on the 18th.
16th.
Yeah, 16th.
If you moved it back to like the next week, can we have the pre-budget meeting and just do the council meeting and adopt the budget same day? Say it's one meeting as well.
I was thinking that.
So just move it back to that week and see if you make it then.
Yeah, I'm around.
That's
21st, you're talking.
Well, it's Monday the 21st.
Oh.
Monday is the 21st, isn't it?
For the budget.
That's the budget.
Workshop.
But who can make it? Do the meeting like on the 23rd.
You can make it on the 21st.
23rd, yeah, I think I'm back on the 18th or something. Really?
I'm away the 20th. Well, that's school back.
Isn't Brenna here away?
At this stage, the 25th, I think I'm coming back.
When do you leave, though?
Second.
Looks like we're plugging you in at some point.
Yeah.
So, Councillor Price, when are you away?
The 21st, that's school going back. I'll be taking my kids back.
Oh, okay. Could we have the budget workshop before the council meeting on the 23rd? If we move the council meeting to the 23rd,
sorry,
and that would save us a meeting.
Well, that's right. That work with.
Yep. I'm good for that.
That's the
Do that.
I might be back by then. And
I'm definitely on the
23rd. Well, I'm good. So we'll do the budget workshop, council meeting on the 23rd, and then the budget on the 30th.
Yep.
Okay, do we need that as a recommendation?
Yes, I
recommend. I recommend that.
I recommend exactly what you said.
Councillor Price moves that the July meeting be rescheduled to the 23rd and include the budget workshop, which was scheduled for the 21st. And Councillor Panizza applies for leave of absence.
And they're sorry.
Unless he can zoom in. Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Coucher seconds. All in favour? 6-0.
Generous.
Got your back.
Very common, by the way. Always way docking the budget.
Don't die.
Did anyone have anything further for the meeting? I declare the meeting closed at 4:44.
Oh, good time.